You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Lisa T here, Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship on this beautiful Thursday lunchtime, Wednesday evening in America and all over the world. It's amazing how we can all come together when we feel the energy and we connect to spirit and our vibration just spans out. We can go all over the world, and that is the beauty of energy. And that's what I love most about my work, is actually connecting to those that are above and bringing the calmness into my loved ones and my sitters that are still here, to understand that our loved ones that have passed over are always by our near and dear. They always are near and dear to us. We do have free will, so it's always imperative that we ask them if we would like some guidance or a sign. So it's virtually just asking, and then it is show me, I am ready. Thank you, thank you. I'm opening my mind. Whatever you'd like to say, if you need help with something, it's about asking. At the moment, the energy is moving quite quickly, and I think people will notice the different synchronicities are coming to us and the signs, and they will start to flow. There's things that we've been holding back on, and that is for everybody. We're human. We want to do something, and then that fear just goes, oh, no. No one will want me to do this, or no one will like my offering, or can I ask for that pay rise? Is it okay to move to another city? But you know what? That tiny little chitter chatter that we get within our mind, it's showing us that there is a way forward. So I ask you, please, to really listen to the voice in your mind, your feelings in your heart and soul, the synchronicities, things that are shown to you step by step, because your prayers, they're always answered. It mightn't be the way you'd like them answered, because that isn't what is for your highest good. So this is really about trusting. Over here, yes, we have our public holiday Saturday. It's Anzac Day, Australian New Zealand Army Corps, and we're paying our respects to all that lost their lives or came back impaired from the wars that we've had over time. I went for a drive on the weekend, and we went to Mwillimbah, and across their lovely bridge from one end to the other was spanning a good 100 metres, was all these poppies, and poppies are remembrance of all that lost their lives for us. And it was both sides, and these beautiful red poppies. It is important that we keep Anzac Day alive and the remembering of those who lost their lives for us. So that's what we do in Australia. And when we do have the energy that's going around, it's like sending, please, lots of love and life out. Because if you send the love and light out, it brings the energy up, love to everywhere else, because we don't need more people to be losing their lives to war. And I'll let you just sit with that. Please protect yourself and your loved ones. Stay off the news and everything if you can, because that energy, it just drags you down. But at the same time, if you can just send out love to all, it will come back to you tenfold, but you will spread out 10 to 100-fold. It'll just go out, out, out. Please, please, please practice this every day. Hand on heart, hand on your solar plexus, breathing in the love and just emitting it out into the universe. Thank you. I have a caller, Gladys. How are you going, Gladys?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You've had a lovely evening?
So far, so good.
So good. Would you like a reading today, or do you have a particular question? Would you like to connect with someone, connect with yourself? What would you like today?
How about a general reading?
General reading. Beautiful. I'm going to use my mermaid and dolphin cards here as well. Wow. Oh, there we go. This just fell out. It's make a wish. This is a magical moment. Make a wish and enjoy your manifestation. Isn't that beautiful for you? So there's lots coming
wonderful
for you. When we were talking before, we were actually talking about protection and sending love out into the universe, watching the synchronicities that come through. And this is like one of those moments. And to everybody out there, it is about making a wish. With yourself, Gladys, I keep feeling, get the word confidence. And I keep feeling that there's more and more confidence coming to you. Would I be right in saying that? Because it's about, okay, now I can do more for myself where I felt that I would do it for others for so often. And now it's like, no, I've got more time for me. And I just getting. Okay.
Yes, I would say that's absolutely right.
And I'm getting a congratulations from upstairs, from heavens above here. And it was just coming through to me to show you to keep going. Have you lost a dog by any chance or a fur baby? I have a.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. They're just showing me the confidence that you have within yourself. And there's a lot of change coming for you, and it is about embracing the change. Keep moving forward because there's new people coming into your life as well. I feel there's a new transition for you, and you're actually going to be busier than you have been in quite a while, but it's actually busy being you. Oh, I love that. Isn't that good for you? It's about time.
Yes, that is. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Is there a house at the back of you that you connect with the person quite well? Or if you, okay,
yes,
still go to house. Yeah, house at the back of you. Yeah. I don't know. There's something going on there. I feel that there's going to be some trips or movement or weekends away, something to do with the house at the back of you that you connect to that person quite well. So that's great. And there is good. Were you looking to do something with that person?
No.
No, that's okay. I still see it. So there might be something coming up that you'll be doing something. There is a travel around them. So very interesting. You could even be going to the park, but I am getting travel, and it is the person at the house at the back. So just notice what comes up there. Sometimes I'll say these things and we don't even know why I'm saying them, like, but something will come along and you go, ah, now I get it. Interesting. Where's your husband?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your husband.
My husband, I'm not married. I'm divorced.
You're divorced. I got where's your husband. So Is he still around you?
He is around, yes.
Yeah. I know you said you're divorced, but his energy is coming in quite strongly. So maybe if you would like another love relationships, it might be about, or another companion that's not your husband, about cutting the cords to him, because his energy is still quite around you. Okay? So who gets the anxiety? I feel it right. Did you just get real heavy in the heart when I said that?
Not really, kind of sick at the stomach.
Sorry?
No, not at all. We were divorced since 2000, and he definitely does still love me. But he tortures me. He traumatizes me. He's not a very good man.
Well, that's why we need to cut the cords, because when I was saying, of course, quite comfortable in saying you don't want him around, cut the cords. So when we do that, I'm just bringing your energy in and feeling, and we're taking it because it's right from your heart. I'm just going to go in with your permission and just release him. I get the word plays dirty, so he can actually play dirty to you. Do you have two children around him?
Yes, I have two children with him.
Yeah, and I'm getting a playing dirty that we can just send love to him. If we can send that love to him with love, that is just going to catapult him forward into somewhere nice. How does that sound for you? Because I just did it with your permission.
Yeah, he does dirty. Yes, he's very dirty things. He's horrible. Like my one daughter doesn't even talk to me, and a lot of it is because of him.
Yeah, and that's what I got. There was that playing or something going on around your children. So what I've done, and you can do too, bring the energy in, feel that love ball, send in nothing but love and just held it straight at him, okay? Because if you can, okay. And that love will fill him up, but also push his energy away from you. And that goes for anybody that's getting stuck in energy of somebody else, because we are energy. The battle. You are a battler of the universe, but know that you are strong and you are going to get through this, as is everybody. Sending you lots of love. Remember your love ball.